The Sci-Fi Channel, Seeing Ear Theater, in association with Dub Entertainment, present Clive Barker's The History of the Devil.
History always begins with a cry of anger, perhaps, of jubilation, of panic. Like that.
Get off the street!
Cut! What the hell is going on?
Get off the street!
Oh, hey, watch it! I'm trying to file a report here.
Smell that burning air. The ground is opening up.
I'm working.
I wouldn't stay here if I were you. There's a hole in the road, and something's coming up out of it. Howling like a dog under a car.
She looked like she was about to lose control of her bladder, didn't she? Okay, ready to begin again. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. A shout, yes, and finally, silence. But in between, the great panorama. The triumphs, the casual atrocities, love, death. The spectacle of the world cut open. And, of course, the next corner, children playing. The front door. Home. February. To the Westchester house of Samuel Kyle, lawyer, comes something smelling faintly of the abyss.
Did you hear that?
Nancy?
Leo's here. I'll give him a cup of coffee. Jesus, hold your horses, will ya?
Check what the weather's like out there today, okay, love? It feels like it's warming up.
Nancy Kyle, housewife, rules over her domain, the kitchen and the appliances, busying herself with the morning rituals, while Samuel readies his cheeks for a shave.
There's mud coming through the faucet.
He's 10 minutes early. I'm coming.
I can't shave with mud.
Come on in.
Give him a cup of coffee, will you, sweetie?
Wait, you're not Leo.
Make me a cup, too.
And who are you?
Court reporter. The court sent me to document the trial.
Well, what trial? Sam, get in here! Sam! Get out, both of you.
But you just invited me in.
And I'll be quiet.
That's because I thought you were Leo.
Ah, the chauffeur? Well, I'm his replacement.
Oh, I didn't realize...
For today only. I'm very...
My husband's still shaving. Do you want a cup of coffee?
Thank you. I'd like that. I'll take it black and very sweet.
I'll fetch Sam.
Tell him to dress for Africa.
I beg your pardon?
By all means, beg it.
Africa? You are from the courts.
Not from any court you've ever heard of, no.
If you want to see my husband on business, then make an appointment.
No time, I'm afraid.
By all means, be afraid. Please leave.
With your husband. Not before.
Now there's a noise in the pipes. It sounds like voices. Where's Leo?
Indisposed. My name is Verrier. At your service.
He's not from the court, Sam.
Please get dressed. Boots are appropriate.
He wants you to go to Africa.
He wants what?
I'll call the police.
And no need for an escort. We're flying.
Better an ambulance, Nancy.
Speed's essential.
Yeah, well, thanks for the invitation, but I can't manage Africa this morning.
I'm prepared for incredulity. I'm authorized to bind you.
Ugh. Good God!
Excuse me. Where did you learn that?
An old trick. Pulling a rope out of the throat works every time. Watch. And I shall bind you if you resist me.
There's no need.
What are you?
I think he means it, Sam.
Call the police, Nancy. Call the police. I'll call them if you won't.
Wise not to resist.
The rope.
You recognize it?
Something like it in dreams. Are you what I think you are?
Less than an angel, more than a man.
Be kind. He's used to being treated well. I pamper him.
We must be going. Where did he get to? Sam? Sam! Where are you?
Mrs. Kyle, may I ask you a few questions? At what point did you suspect?
Well, there is the smoke coming from his boots, and his glasses are constantly seamed up. You're not a court reporter, are you?
Of sorts.
What trial is it?
I think you know. You're accepting this very calmly.
Trivia annoys me. Dirty underwear left on the floor. This is merely cataclysmic.
Your husband could be going to a hideous death. Doesn't that make you feel...
My sister fell under a train. He could do worse?
I found him.
He just packed his suitcase without lifting a hand. What is he?
You'd better go with him.
Nancy!
No harm is going to come to you. You've been chosen from every appeal lawyer in the world as my master's advocate. We're going to what is being touted in certain circles as the greatest trial in history.
All right, back up a moment. Your master?
Your wife knows.
The devil, Sam.
Who?
You listen to me, Verrier. You bring him back intact, healthy, and happy, or he doesn't step out of this house.
You couldn't stop me.
I could make you very late.
Wait, we've got a dinner party tonight.
Cater for four. If he can't be back, I'll raise a friend to make up the quartet. Time to go.
A kiss, Sam?
I don't understand this.
I'm very proud of you.
I'm only going along with this for two reasons. One, it isn't happening. Two, I'm terrified.
Excuse the fingers.
What?
Undignified, but the best way to travel.
The demon Verrier clasps Samuel Kyle by the throat and lifts him up, his feet kicking, dangling off the ground.
Count to three.
One.
Up the leap, 3 miles in a single bound, through the clouds. The stratosphere is bright with ice and music. And the falls like lightning. Africa's below, and Lake Turkana, jade with stagnation, stinking in the sun.
Oh, God, what happened?
We traveled. We're in Africa now. You're okay.
No, it was cold this morning.
A primitive court has been assembled in this wretched, dusty wilderness. Chairs and tables, empty now, are scattered around, with umbrellas to keep the heat from cooking the contestants' brains. Underfoot is black sand.
Where are we?
Kenya. 60 miles east of where Eden stood.
It stinks.
So did Eden. Please follow. We must find our tents.
There's going to be a trial here.
It's his right.
But the heat...
It suits him.
No. You're not listening to me. I can't work in this heat. I get sunstroke in Seattle, for God's sake.
So much done, for God's sake. Mr. Kyle, you are the devil's advocate, whether you like it or not. Work, and maybe you'll eat with your wife tonight.
I've been bitten.
You shouldn't be so warm-blooded. Follow and take care. There are crocodile eggs buried in the sand.
Oh, my Lord, where are the mothers?
In the lake, wallowing. The meat's good, I hear. It tastes like, dragon.
Yuck, it sounds disgusting.
You'll have to try it. You might like it.
No, I don't think so. I won't eat frog's legs.
I keep thinking. I shouldn't have worn heels. How was I supposed to know?
I have another
Catherine Lamb and Jane
Thanks.
Beck, lawyers for the prosecution, wander about, lost, and scarcely better dressed for this ordeal than Samuel Kyle. Jane is younger and prettier, in spite of her best efforts. Jane carries the books and files and stumbles in the sand.
Is all Africa this empty, Kate?
The Turkana live here on the shore, apparently.
I see nothing and more nothing.
You'll know them when you see them. They go stark naked. The men consider themselves properly dressed as long as their foreskins are not peeled back.
Are we in any danger?
Not unless we try and convert them.
Not from them, from the defendant.
How would I know? We're prosecuting the devil, Jane. There's no precedent that I know of.
We could be murdered.
It's a possibility. But who could resist the chance to grind his face into the ground?
You're so confident.
You have some objection to that? Why? Because I'm here out of ambition? Because I'm not playing the lawyer impartial to my toes?
If I wanted impartiality, I wouldn't come to you for it. But I'm here, aren't I?
Yes.
Besides, I've researched him, his life, his times. And you know what I think? When it comes down to it, he's an unexotic thug like all the others you put behind bars. 5,000 years old, but a thug.
I hope you're right. And won't they point us out when this is over? Won't everyone see us and say, they prosecuted the devil himself?
As long as we can hear them 6 feet under.
This is a court of law, Jane.
Oh, is it? You surprise me.
Maybe a little primitive.
A little? The only entertainment we have between sessions is watching the locals play with their foreskins.
What's your point?
He chose this place, Kate. He wanted to be tried here, in this filth, in this air. Why? Bit of a puzzle, isn't it? What happens to a thing that's lived 5,000 years? What's beyond the wisdom of Methuselah? Decadence. A slow descent back into the mud. I think the law looks a little insubstantial out here. I think it looks like words.
Do you want to go home?
Does that matter right now?
I don't want
you to go. Please, say it.
I don't want you to go.
I won't. Besides...
Besides?
Ridiculous, but I have the strangest feeling I'll never be home again. That I'm in some departure lounge with a one-way ticket.
Kate? Kate Lamb? Is that you?
Yes.
Hennessy. George Hennessy. Law school. You remember me?
Of course.
Amazing to see you. Clerking, are you?
Prosecuting, actually.
Kate.
Jane Beck, my colleague.
Oh, delighted.
We were at law school together.
Happier days.
What are you doing here?
Prurient interest. Never seen a massacre firsthand before. I'm sorry you're prosecuting. You can't win, of course.
Not a hope in hell?
He's unpredictable.
Are you trying to scare us off?
Even if you had evidence worth a damn, which you don't.
We've got enough to sink him.
Jane.
Witnesses? Testimonies?
What's it worth?
What's it worth?
Name your price. A straight deal. I take no percentage.
A bribe in broad daylight?
And the alternative?
Oh. Agony beyond imagining. The first day.
You're not George Hennessy.
She's fast. You're fast. His sable majesty is not concerned with equity. He wants the appeal passed.
Who are you?
Belial.
A demon of the first order.
Give me the briefcase.
Don't, Jane.
I implore you.
Ignore him.
Think of your most intimate pain, times 1,000. You will feel that in the first joint of your thumb. Give me the case.
Don't touch me. Stop.
Thank you. It's empty.
Well played, I thought.
Where is the evidence?
I knew. Tell him I knew, will you? And tell him the evidence is up here, where no fifth-level slit-nosed piece of demon shite like you is going to touch it.
You bitchy little Christians. How I hate you.
Oh, please, Belial, understand me. The Lord is not my shepherd. Adieu. Jane, aren't you coming?
I'll catch up.
No Lord to go by? Oh, he'll open her up. You don't know what he will do.
Did somebody fart? Bye. Wait up, Kate. I'm coming.
What are you staring at?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Sir, may I ask you a
question? Give me that microphone.
Hey, what are you doing? You can't...
Is it on? Is this thing on? Well, is it?
Oh, yes, but I...
Consider the lilies of the field. There are none. Consider the birds of the air. All gone. Consider me. I sow not, neither do I reap. So why am I in agony?
Testing. 1, 2, 3, testing. Okay. Well, right. That was the demon Belial, and he has left and is walking down to the lake shore, it looks like. Ah, here's the judge. Some sanity, let's hope, from the wiry octogenarian, Judge Felix Popper. He's accompanied by a little bird of a fellow, his clerk of court, Milo Milo. Good day.
Oh, is it? Will you join me in a peppermint?
I shouldn't. I'm working.
Peppermint schnapps. It's just the thing for this heat.
Well, yes. Well, that would do the trick. Thanks.
To the Antarctic?
Oh, yes, to the Antarctic.
Popper, I want to make a complaint.
Oh, Christ, already.
I've been harassed.
I know. I've had the same. Just ignore it.
I don't ignore things. It's not in my nature.
Why am I surprised?
They should be reprimanded.
Listen, Miss Lamb, I'm the only man they could find to take this responsibility. That makes me a fool, but I'm a tough fool. I'm treating this like a normal court of law. No harassment of witnesses or counsels, no bad logic, no two-bit threats. And I'll be just as tough with you as with them. The law's the law.
And justice is justice.
Well, then we agree.
Do we?
I've always said the better the person, the worse the lawyer.
What is that supposed to mean?
Good afternoon. Go fetch my hat, will you, Milo?
Yes, sir.
Why are you walking like that?
The crocodiles, Your Honor. They could be anywhere.
Jesus, Milo, there isn't a crocodile in creation that'd eat your bony arse. Keep moving. Move, move.
Excuse me.
What?
Ms. Lamb, may I ask you a few...
Beat it. Beat it. Get out of here. Go.
I'm working.
Parasite.
If not me, someone else. Why are you so angry?
How'd you get this job anyway? You kill someone?
Cute. Just in the right place at the wrong time, I guess. Or hard work. Which story would you prefer to hear?
I feel him near. Handle him gently.
The hands of a Jew and the lips of an Englishman.
Oh, in heaven soon. Oh, in heaven.
In heaven, Belial.
He's coming fast now.
Who are you talking about?
Hush.
Perfect life.
Perfect love.
Here, here.
Milo,
here.
Milo.
What's that noise?
There's a cloud over the lake.
Look.
I see it.
Kate? Catherine? There you are. It's getting so dark.
Where the hell's Milo?
Is it going to rain?
I don't think so.
My God, what is it?
God, it's not.
Sir? Judge? Sir, have you seen?
We've seen it, Milo.
The cloud.
Yes.
It's birds.
What do we do?
It's blotting out the sun.
Zuzu.
Huh?
It's one of his names.
The defendant?
Call him by his proper name. Call him Satan, the enemy.
Perhaps it's a natural phenomenon.
10,000 birds in a boiling lake?
Look, they're congealing in the air.
He's come. He's here.
Come here, Milo. It's not going to fight.
I never believed until now.
Hush, will you?
I thought it was a joke.
It's landing on the water. Shaped like a man.
Better not look. You can go blind.
Walking on water.
Darkness at noon. Quite an entrance.
Prepare yourselves.
Prepare yourselves.
Immaculate stagecraft, don't you think, Popper?
The prince of the world is here.
I've said before, I won't tolerate
the harassment of witnesses or counsels, bad logic, two-bit theatrics, sir. I salute you.
Well, you're late.
I come before you, a supplicant already tried by history. Treat me as the pickpocket I am. It's my only crime, that and being in need of a new timepiece.
Milo, assemble the court.
Why? Are they in pieces?
Oh.
You see, Milo, nothing to be afraid of. Nothing in the world.
Will you take your place in court?
Would that be at your feet? I beg a moment to consult with my advocate. Verrier, fetch him.
Yes, sir.
You have 5 minutes.
Will the ladies be attending?
The women will be prosecuting. But you know that. You...
For brevity's sake, call me sir.
Ms. Lamb, what are your first impressions?
I expected more.
He smells faintly... perfume?
He seems civil.
Wars can be civil.
He's more charming than I thought he'd be. And a better dresser.
It's all surface material. Look closer. Underneath, he's as evil and pathetic as his reputation.
Do you think he'd be willing to answer a few questions?
No, Jane. I never had horns on my head.
Can you read my mind?
Only the first few coils. After that, you get a little too profound for me.
Good.
But I'll persevere.
Don't. You'll be disappointed.
Oh, I think you're the disappointed one.
Why?
No Leviathan. I'm really so remarkably unremarkable.
I predicted that.
But you hoped you'd be wrong. In your heart, you prayed I'd be wonderful.
Leviathan, huge ship or sea monster, mm-hmm. person of formidable power, ability, or wealth.
Oh, do you eat dictionaries,
or,
Jane?
Or, as in Hobbes, autocratic, monarch, or state.
Oh, well, I am, by instinct, an autocrat. Was that a faux pas? Should I have admitted to a lawyer that I consider myself a law unto myself?
Will you accept this court as binding?
Of course.
Why?
So that I may be returned to heaven, where I belong.
Then you're right. You're no Leviathan. A real monster would overthrow heaven before accepting any law.
Well, I tried storming the gates, you know. It came to grief. It all came to grief.
Ms. Beck, what are your first impressions? Ms. Beck?
Jane, what are you staring at?
You, Jane.
Stop. Don't.
Are you sure?
Jane, are you okay?
Yes.
Betty.
Sir,
Sir, will do. Would you care to kneel and kiss my behind?
No. Come on. No, I wouldn't. No. I merely wanted to ask you a few questions.
Not now. Oh, here comes Verrier with my... Is that my advocate in tow?
You were late, sir. With respect, that's not wise.
I made up for it.
They're not so impressionable as they were. They see stuff like that all the time.
Am I competing with Hollywood? God help me.
I want to go home like you. I'm riding on your back, Lucifer.
Only you dare say that. And only you I allow to dare. Cough it up. It could be a gold watch.
This is your advocate, Mr. Samuel Kyle.
He favors his father.
I'm not well.
He constantly vomits. He insists that this is unnatural.
Look, I'm no use to you like this. There must be other appeal lawyers.
None with your heritage, Samuel. My trust is in you as a finger. So...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is amazing. The devil has just placed his finger, no, his whole hand, down the throat of Samuel Kyle.
Quiet. My bowels.
Yes. Relax. There.
This stinking place.
God forsaken is the phrase. Have you seen the lake? Ugh, dirty floats and coils of flesh. Human, crocodile, indistinguishable.
I want a cool palm.
Shh. Close your eyes. Forget Africa. You're a tiny child again. You're being rocked in your mother's arms. She's pressed so close to you, you can feel her heartbeat. There's a dribble of thick milk down your lip.
Rock-a-bye, baby.
There. Doesn't that feel better?
Yes.
The cradle will rise. Do you feel stronger?
I'm beginning to.
Ready to give yourself to your mother? Do what she asks?
Yes.
Cradle and all.
Open your eyes. There's a little miracle. Better?
Yes.
Sir.
Sir.
Well, trust me. Serve me. And you serve your history.
What do you mean?
Oh, hold the feeling you have now. It's innocence, and it's very precious. Gentlemen, ladies, shall we go to court?
In law, there are no certainties. Suppose we tried our loved ones, made a list of offenses against us. How long before we'd amassed enough resentment to hang them by? Now we put the enemy on trial. How long before we find enough reasons to love the Prince of the World?
Are you sure you won't kiss me?
I told you already.
You'll change your mind.
Will you answer a few questions later? Ow!
Mosquito on your cheek. I got it. For you.
Oh, thanks.
We're here gathered to try the devil. Why? Because for reasons the consuls will undoubtedly make clear, he was thrown from heaven.
Not proved, Your Honor.
Allegedly thrown by God Almighty some several thousand years ago. Now, he's up for parole, and by the terms of his exile, his appeal for a return to the city of God is to be judged by us, the humanity whose world he shared. If it's found that his ministry tended to be more evil than good, he'll be condemned to earth indefinitely. If, however, his advocate can prove his time on earth hasn't adversely affected mankind, he must be judged innocent and returned to heaven. Whatever the jury, whose pure and invisible souls are watching us even now, 12 just ghosts and true, whatever they decide, to that judgment the defendant is bound. Is this sworn?
I set my life on it.
So you'll forfeit your very existence if you disobey the court's ruling, whichever way it goes.
I understand.
Now, one thing I insist of counsels. In a case like this, we may have to juggle abstracts, but please keep a low profile of the metaphysics. A little theology goes a long way at the best of times. And in this heat...
Your Honor recognizes, however, that this is fundamentally an ethical question.
He's a good man. Straightforward.
Opening statements, Miss Lamb for the prosecution.
The prosecution will seek to prove that the defendant is the prince of all sickness, the enemy of truth, the inventor of depravity, error, and anguish...
Thank you.
I haven't finished.
Advocate, you've got 30 seconds.
Ladies and...
Allow me.
Hey!
I sniff you. Invisibles, I sense your sweet souls. Let me tell you, I'm not your enemy. I'm not harm or depravity. I'm no more unnatural than a fish, nor as mysterious. My loins aren't iron. My teeth are 32. My blood's temperate. I'm not Old Nick, not the boogeyman, not the Lord of the Abyss.
But what are you, then?
Innocent. But you may call me Lucifer. I'm finished. Judge me, and I'll go.
What?
Make your decision, please.
Mr. Kyle, please ask your client to sit down.
I've told you what I am.
He thinks the trial is over.
Judge me, and let me go to my father.
That was just the opening statements.
I've done my time. I demand to be judged.
Silence! Mr. Kyle.
I'm innocent.
Please sit down.
Tired. Angry and innocent.
Then you have nothing to fear. Sit down. Prosecution, your first witness.
Sir, you have to obey the rules.
The judge. What's his name?
Felix Popper.
Felix Popper. Who'll be the judge of the judges,
I call the Archangel Michael.
What?
Objection. This court is concerned only with judging my client's behavior on Earth.
Well, Lamb, he has a point.
Your Honor, we must first establish why the defendant was thrown out of the city of God, his fundamental sin.
That seems reasonable to me, but let's see what the angel's got to say for himself. Io, fetch the witness, will you?
He's not here, sir.
Well, did you send out a summons?
Of course, sir. MacReady carried it.
Well, then find MacReady. Jesus. Sorry, Lamb, it looks as though you've got no witness.
Round one to us, I think.
This isn't wrestling, Mr. Kyle.
Is this the law? This could be entertaining.
Have you another witness, Lamb?
No more angels, I'm afraid. Your Honor, I'd like to call Ula Shim.
Ula Shim!
Oh, she's here, sir.
That sound you hear, that's the earth, the soil, sighing as it spits out or gives up one of the dead. One Ula Shim, wizened and in rags, a pitiful and diminutive figure.
Well, have you come a long way?
The witness is dead, Your Honor.
What?
We are permitted to call the dead.
It's allowed. I just didn't think anybody'd do it. A chair, somebody, or would you prefer to lie down?
You didn't tell me there'd be dead witnesses.
Dead or alive, it's a matter of degree.
Silence, please. Ms. Lamb,
Ulashim, I want to take you back to your home in what is now the Ukraine. Can you remember that far back?
Oh, yes. I've lain in my rot, remembering.
The year is 1212
BC, November. Early snows, bitter winds, even in the forest. Ulashim and her retarded daughter, Pia, are digging for roots in the hard ground, when suddenly all the birds stop singing.
Mama!
And the snows turn bloody, steaming.
Ah! Get it off me! Get it off me!
Shut up, child.
Will you look at that?
No.
The sky's turned yellow.
Keep your head down, girl.
Then a thunder. And the child looks up. Into the quickening blackness.
Hush, bitch.
The sky has opened like a wound.
People are falling out of the sky. It isn't possible. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two.
Not people, angels.
I hear their voices louder as they drop. Most are falling to the northeast, but one or two...
There.
Almost straight down.
One hits the upper branches of a tree. The branches flay it as it falls. And it hits here, 10 yards from Ulashim and her child.
Fire. Wrapped up in a cloth.
Face covered.
Blood seeping out.
Lucifer.
Of all the angels...
The rebel of rebels.
Not that I knew. Pia.
Mama.
Come here. Bitch, come here.
Don't touch it.
I won't. She will.
How can... It may still be alive.
You fall from a tree, you break your back. You fall off heaven, you're dead. Pia! Let's see his face. Roll him over.
But why?
If he's white, we'll bury him. If he's any other color, the pigs are hungry. The face, bitch! Turn him over.
Mama!
Am I forgiven?
Did you say something?
No.
Am I forgiven?
Who was that?
No, don't. I meant nothing. My high spirits. That's all. You're hurting me. My wings. Oh, my wings. What are you doing to my wings?
He thinks he's a bird. Pia, uncover his face.
Father?
He's not white.
Who are you?
No, Mama!
Run, run!
I've got you.
Help me, help, Mama!
He has your daughter.
Run, God in heaven, run!
I feel like a coward.
Mama!
Oh, no. The devil holds Pia Shim in outstretched hands as if he's about to drop her or fling her against the ground.
Who is this? Child. Am I vertical and you horizontal, or the other way about?
Mama.
You're upright. I'm on my back. My back. Help me stand. Thank you, child. What's this out of me? Am I painted?
Blood.
I'm incomplete somehow. This hot red water out of these holes in my flesh I don't even have a name for. Who am I?
Blood.
Blood? Yes, that's what they call it. I've seen it before, but never on me. What's my name?
Shitefeast.
Why are you grinning?
You are me.
Huh?
Who's head like me?
Possibly. Come closer. Let me see in your eye my reflection. What sort of face is that?
That.
What sort of face?
What sort of face?
I asked you.
I asked you.
Oh.
Oh.
Don't copy me.
Oh.
I said...
Oh.
I am an imbecile. Aha!
You are an imbecile. Aha!
No! I repeat the same. You cheat!
You cheat!
Lucifer is beautiful. Aha!
Pia is beautiful. Aha!
And from the beginning, Ms. Shim, you were aware that the defendant was mad, weren't you?
Objection! The prosecution is leading the witness. A clinical definition of madness has not been agreed upon either, and I doubt that it will be. Thus, its use is inflammatory and one of pure speculation.
Semantics. All I'm trying to do is get at the level of trust that Ms. Shim placed in the defendant, and how the defendant proceeded to use that trust to his advantage.
Continue, Ms. Lamb, but carefully, without leading the witness.
Ms. Shim, what was your first impression of the defendant?
He was mad, all right.
Thank you. And yet, you allowed him to stay, with you and your daughter.
Madman's better than no man at all. He could work.
And did he?
Oh, yes. He could light fires by touching his fingers together. But he was a child. He knew nothing. She was the one who taught him.
Taught him?
Knots. She could tie such knots. Useless. Knots for nothing. Knots, knots, knots.
So, and ta-ta! Now you.
So, and there. Like this?
No.
Like this?
Yes. And pull, pull harder.
This is a good knot. Show me another one.
Okay. So you go under like this, and so, and so.
Pia, do you like him?
Yes.
And he lives out the winter with you, yes?
Yes.
And what do you teach him?
Nuts.
And what does he teach you?
Math.
No, what does he teach you?
Words.
Ah, words. What kinds of words?
Mother and father.
Don't say mama.
Mama.
Say mother.
Mother.
Mother. Mother and father.
Father.
Again. Father.
Father.
Your father.
Your father.
Say father.
Father. Father. Father.
Who art.
Father.
Who art.
Father.
Hush. Father, who art. Who art. I know father. Some words in my head. Hush, will you? On the tip of my brain. Our Father who art. Don't cry.
Don't cry.
Say after me.
After me.
Our Father who art.
Our Father who art.
In heaven.
In heaven.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
On earth.
Ah! Ah!
Damn words, I spit them out. On earth.
As it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Yes, how did you know?
In sleep.
I say it?
Yes.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. But what does it mean?
Amen.
What does it mean?
Amen. Amen.
Why does my tongue ache when I make the words?
Never mind.
I almost remember.
Forget the words. I'll teach you a knot. Look.
What knots? I can't remember him.
Have you seen the animals?
What?
They do violence to each other all the time, one on top of the other.
I've seen it senseless, like everything in this world. I know nothing. I understand nothing. My head is one big knot.
I could untie it.
No, don't touch me.
We should do as the animals do.
Why?
It's the season.
You smell strange.
I bleed.
Oh, then wash your wound. Like mine, it'll close up.
No.
Shall I? I don't mind. There.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hot.
Heal. I'll teach you a knot. Here, around my neck, and under there. Hold me tighter. I don't mind.
I feel as though I'm climbing.
Come into me.
Yes. Yes.
No.
I'm climbing the air.
There's
a light in my head.
Doctor! Doctor!
A voice. I can hear a voice.
No!
I hear. Yes, I hear. Louder. I'm climbing toward it. Up. Up. Yes. Yes, I hear you. Who calls me? Who calls me? Lucifer. Lucifer? Who calls me? Lucifer! Where? Where's the light? What is this flesh? The smell of blood, this heavy being. Take it off me, God. Take it away. I want to be light. Please, God. God, Lucifer begs you. Lucifer. I'm called Lucifer. My angels, Verrier and Belial, Beelzebub. I remember who I am, what I am. Lucifer!
Clive Barker's The History of the Devil, starring Dylan Baker, will return. Stay tuned for the second installment, coming soon. This has been a production of the Sci-Fi Channel's Seeing Ear Theater. Thank you.